It's a sweltering Saturday night on a holiday weekend, and the guy who just might be Utah's hardest working political candidate spending a few hours trying to win some tough to reach votes.
It is the largest demographic in Utah, and the puzzle is how to get them activated, how to get them out to vote. And I can't help but think that when I was in that demographic, which wasn't too long ago, I felt really disconnected from candidates.
Back then, U.S. Senate candidate Pete Ashdown was a 20-something music lover hanging around in old Salt Lake hipster spots like The Word in the Pompadour. Tonight, he's a 39-year-old D.C. hopeful, giving the keynote speech, if you can call it that, at the anniversary bash of Salt Lake indie music venue Kilby Court.
This race is not about me and Hatch. This race is about democracy throughout America. It's about me inspiring you to run. I'm not going to waste your time tonight with a long-winded political speech. There's free ice cream outside.
Ashdown has made unconventional tactics the hallmark of his 18-month campaign, traveling the state tirelessly in a retro RV that was new in 1976, a not-so-subtle jab at his opponent, Senator Orrin Hatch, who entered office that same year. He speaks at any event that will have him, drumming up insider buzz with a website, Wikipedia, and the latest edition, a MySpace page. He'll need every vote he can get, and just prior to going on stage, he admits he's nervous to come off wrong with this young crowd.
I think what's important, though, is not to pander to them, not to try and act like you're on their level, because there's no way you can be. Me showing up in a leather jacket and driving my motorcycle down here to try and be one of the kids, it's, you know, I'm the candidate, but I'm concerned about what they think.
Ashdown opted instead for jeans and a short-sleeved blue, white, and tan checked shirt. And he had nothing to worry about. The 75 or so young people in the garage-turned-music venue were friendly enough, if a bit perplexed. Here's 20-year-old Sam Wessels.
I think it's admirable, but on another level, I think he maybe could be spending his time more wisely elsewhere. I mean, yeah, like, I think it's great that he came, and I've paid attention, and I'm eating his creamy, but... other than that, I don't really know what he stands for, or he just told me to go to his website.
Most of the crowd seemed happy to see Ashdown hanging out and perfectly willing to vote for him, but for one tiny problem.
And how old are you?
17.
You're 17. How old are you, Melissa?
17 also.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
When are you going to be in?
March.
Danica, how old are you?
I'm 14.
The average age at this all-ages club is just 18. Many in the audience were far too young to vote. Saturday night was the Kilby Court 7th anniversary. Owner Phil Sherburn, an old friend of Ashdown's, says this mixing of politics and music is a first for Kilby Court.
I don't have a lot of money to contribute to his campaign, and so if we can get some people to notice him by coming here, this would be great.
It was also Sherburn who suggested Ashdown create a MySpace page. A lot of bands that play at Kilby Court drum up crowds through the popular website. Still, after 7 years of running the hottest venue for youth in town, even Sherburn hasn't figured out the surefire way to reach youth.
You know, there's a lot of shows that we really try and just can't get any excitement about.
What he has learned, says Sherburn, is that young people today seem unpredictable, a little bit fickle, and for the most part, disinterested in politics.
From what I see, they're even less now than they used to be. Less involved, more apathetic, disenfranchised, I don't know. They definitely don't seem to be very interested.
To be fair, Sherburn admits he probably wouldn't have given Ashdown the time of day either if he were a kid in tonight's audience.
I probably would have been more interested in girls. That's the truth. I think I would have been looking for girls and waited to hear what my friends had to say about it.
On the bright side, Ashdown's 3 hours in the hot summer weather handing out free ice cream did win him at least one vote. 19-year-old Steven Suval registered to vote at Ashdown's table right after the speech.
It really, I think it's important. The things he said are important, and we need a change in our Senate. He seems like he can bring it.
Even after his year of tireless campaigning, polls still show Ashdown trailing Hatch significantly, which the candidate admits is frustrating. But Ashdown stays motivated with the hope that he can make a miracle and prove in the process that it's not just the rich guys who win in politics.
I believe that it is entirely possible to win a race with networking on the internet. And when that happens, everyone's going to look at that and say, wow, I can run for office. And I think when that happens, we're going to get a much better representation in Washington than what we have right now.
As the music blared on, we did ask Ashdown what his own favorite band is of late. It's a trippy orchestral group out of England called Blue States. Fitting for a Democrat trying to unseat a Republican in the reddest state in the Union. I'm Julie Rose, KCPW News.